My name is Dwayne Osborne, and I am the author of this website, The Charitable Guide to Planned Giving. This website is designed to help you, the planned giving professional or busy financial advisor, to assist your clients and or donors with making their planned gift wishes a reality. The site is secure in that you must be an association subscriber or have an individual user ID and password to access any of the material other than the introduction, table of contents, and chapter 1. The site was written to be easy to search for information, easy to print, to file, or easy to print and send to others. Throughout the site, you will find links to government agencies such as Canada Revenue Agency, the Federal Department of Finance, and other government and non-government sources of information. The website is fully compliant with the Income Tax Act of Canada. This is the second edition of the site. In this edition, I have included sections on cross-border issues with the United States, as well as legislative changes affecting all charities in Canada. The site itself is organized into an introduction section, the table of contents, 9 separate chapters, a definitions page, and some calculators. You may copy and paste material from the site as you see fit, provided the use of that material is in an appropriate and professional manner. Now let's quickly review the site. In the introduction section, you will find the login box in the upper right-hand corner of the page. Please log in here at this time. Always remember to log in prior to going into the site. And please note, association users need not log in here. Your access permits you to enter anywhere you want at any time, without the need for user ID and password. On the introductions page, you'll notice the What's New and Resources Center. The What's New page is where I will chronologically list the latest updates. Included in those updates are links to the various sections within this site. I blind copy email all subscribers when I post something into the What's New section. In the Resources Center, you'll find useful information, including PowerPoint presentations, sample policies and procedures, and any other papers and or materials that I have prepared or written. On each page of the site, you will see a search box. That feature will be an enhanced keyword or phrase search capability. Simply begin typing the word you're looking for, and a keyword list will appear. Click on the keyword or keyword phrase you want, and then click on search. A page of links will appear along with summaries of the section that is linked to each of those keywords or keyword phrases. Select the page link you want, and you will be taken directly to that section. If you can't find what you're looking for in the keyword list, still click search, and the page where that word appears in the site will be shown. Feel free to try it now. For example, type in the word example and look at the list. If you still can't find what you're looking for what you need, feel free to call me toll free at 1-888-944-1144 extension 256 or email me at dosborn@lawtonpartners.ca and I will find the information and get it to you. Now, if you're not there already, please go to the introduction page and click on the table of contents. Here, you will notice the organization of the website. I designed the website so that chapters 1, 2, and 3 offer you helpful assistance for organizing your planned giving program. Chapters 4 to 9 deal with individual gift instruments and are structured in an identical way. In each chapter, you will have definitions linked through the site in green. Links to other websites will appear in red. If you hover the cursor over a definition, the definition will appear on the screen. There is no need to click to see that definition. If you do click, you will be taken to the definitions page as per normal. Now, let us take a look at one of those chapters. Please go to Chapter 4, Bequests. Along the left-hand side, you will note that Chapter 4 is structured as follows. Section 1 is Bequests General Information. Section 2, the Tax Implications of Bequests. Section 3, Different Opportunities and Ideas for Marketing Bequests. Section 4 are Common Questions and Answers I Receive from Subscribers. And Section 5 is a Summary of Key Factors with Bequests. The Summary section is an important area because if you are a busy professional doing other things besides just planned giving, it helps refocus your mind to cover the key points that you will need in order to efficiently and effectively work with allied professionals or other people that help you with the planned gift. If you see a blue plus sign by a section, that means a section has subsections. Click on the section, and the subsections will appear. Now, please go to the definitions page. You will see key definitions come up, and they are alphabetically organized. Now, please go to the calculator section. Here you will notice several different kinds of calculators. I must stress that these are for illustration purposes only. While the tax effects and such are correct under the current legislation, you should always have policies and procedures to approve of the various strategies you employ before you market them. Once again, if you are having difficulty with any information on the site, please feel free to call or email me, and I'll find the information for you and get it to you directly. In some cases, I post that information onto the site, hence the website is fully dynamic and kept current. In essence, you can consider me a virtual member of your plan giving program or of your practice if you are a busy financial professional. This ends my audio tour of the site. I wish you luck in your program or in your business activities, and I stand ready to assist you in any way I can. Again, feel free to email me at any time at dosborn, that's D-O-S-B-O-R-N, at lawtonpartners.ca, or call toll-free at 1-888-944-1144, extension 256. Thank you, and good luck with your program.